Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And thanks to Dan Burns, he gives you all the help you need if you need to bring in your vehicle, car, truck, or van, whatever the case may be, to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop. Dan will, like he has for about 25 years here on CCO, giving you some idea what might be wrong with that vehicle. Good morning, Dan. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Just an alert, folks that were thinking maybe, well, I've heard Dan say that Lloyd's Automotive is open on Saturdays, but you've given the crew a holiday.
Yeah, we gave the crew a holiday, so we're going to... I was a little jealous yesterday, actually.
In what way?
About half of them were loading up their cars and
boats
and heading to their cabins. And I thought, I don't have a cabin. I need a cabin. And everybody in Minnesota has a cabin and drives up north. And then one of the people said, well, if you're missing a cabin, go get on Highway 94 and try driving north to Alexandria.
You'll change your mind. You'll be cured
yeah. of your wish.
Isn't that true? Yeah. Well, Dan has helped us out for many years here on CCO and can do the same for you. If you have a question, you want to ask a mechanic, you can still call yourself a mechanic, Dan, can't you?
I do. Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Some folks call them technicians. But either way, you can call in your question or send a text. Here's the phone number. And you know Dan is going to be here till about 7:45, so don't wait if you have a question. 651-989-9226. Text, meanwhile, is 81807. I was watching television last night. Tony and I were looking at this story about, given all the rain we have around CCO land, some of it evidently is getting into the gasoline supply, the holding tanks, you know, different stations.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, some folks end up with gasoline in their gas tank.
Water in their gas tank.
What did I say?
Gas.
Yeah,
that's all you want
in your gas tank. But what can happen if... You know, and how do you know it, first of all?
Well, it's actually easier to diagnose nowadays when you're with a car won't run right, for sure.
Yeah.
It'll run poorly at best. And so when you get it to the shop, you know, one of the things, one of our tests in a car that's running poorly would be to take a gas sample and see what we have. And fortunately, because there is alcohol in all of our gasoline in Minnesota, when we take a sample... We can put it in a test vial and, see what we have there. And because it has alcohol in it, it will have separated.
Oh, so, interesting.
We'll know that. I mean, we'll know that something's gotten into the gas that's caused the alcohol and the water to separate, the alcohol and the gasoline to separate.
You can visibly see it.
One of the tests, sometimes people will mistakenly put E85 in a car that's not equipped to run on E85, and in that case, the test is just the opposite. We'll take our test vial and add some water to it so that the alcohol will purposely separate, and we can measure the percentage of alcohol that's in the gas, and that's a test too. In fact, we just had one here in the past couple of weeks where they had mistakenly put E85 on the car. Car ran, but it didn't run right. Check engine light came on, and it was trouble. And then we drained most of it out and filled it up with good quality gas, and that's all it took.
Hmm.
So it happened. So there's a test we can do, and I don't know what you can do to, you know, be careful not to get that. I guess a high volume service station that is reputable is probably where you should buy your gas, and so that it turns over quickly, and when you pull into a gas station, you can take notice of where the big covers are where they fill the tanks, and if they're on low ground, that would be a reason to be concerned. You know, you want those tanks or the fill spouts
to be kind of raised
up high so that so that water won't get into them.
Interesting.
I've honestly done it. It happens, and it happens quite frequently. I've had it happen at my own gas stations in the spring when ice would build up around the tank fills, and overnight or during the day, the water would just puddle right over that fill spout and drain into the tanks.
In. How about that?
Yeah, it's a pretty common problem, actually.
Interesting. We thought we'd talk about that. If you have a car care question, call it in or text it in. There's a line open if you want to fill it, 651-989-9226. Don is first up. He's calling from Mankato. Don, you're on with Dan.
Hi, I've got an 03 RAV4. I disconnected the battery, and now it misfires and shifts rough. Did I damage my engine control model, and what's the proper way to reset it? I did it once before, and it straightened out. But
yeah, that's what I would do again. I would disconnect the battery again and leave it for a period of time, and then carefully reconnect the battery and see if things don't come back to life. Sometimes the computer system will, it's just like any computer. If you disconnect the power to it, when you turn it back on, it will reboot, and that's what you want to have happen. So that's the first thing I would do is try that. If that doesn't take care of it, then you'll probably have to take it into the shop, and there's a good chance that everything can just be reset. I think unless you hook the battery up backwards or something like that, I think that there's a good chance that you did not do any damage. It's just, we call it stuck on stupid, and we can usually reset that and bring it back to life.
There you go, Don. Thank you for the call. Texter wants to know, does do-it-yourself maintenance void the warranty on a new car, do you think?
Not at all.
No, really?
No. Well, it's the same as if you
bring it into somebody else.
Anybody else, yeah. No, it does not. You know, keep records to see that or to show that you've taken care of it. And, there's not many cases I can even think of other than lack of oil change where, there's any warranty issue at all.
Interesting. So, yeah, interesting question.
Cars are actually, when you think of it, Denny, they are very remarkable when you think that on many cars, 100,000 miles,
yeah,
all you have to do is oil changes and rotate tires.
Isn't that amazing?
I know, and the brakes last that long, and the suspension parts last that long. All of the other fluids are designed to run that long.
Spark plugs.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well, things have changed.
They sure have made them pretty maintenance-free.
I love it, too. Yeah. I don't know. You love it, but you still need maintenance.
Well, cars go so long now that after 100,000 miles, there's still plenty, brakes and suspension and all that
stuff. Plenty of work to do.
There's still plenty for me to do, yeah.
All right, hang on, Dan. We're going to take a quick break here. We have texts. We have callers. And keep in mind, Dan will be here till about 7:45, so don't wait. If you have a car care question, call it in or text it in. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. If you don't know where that is, Dan's going to tell us exactly where it's located.
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give call after the weekend at 651-228-1316.
I'm going to see you on Tuesday.
Sounds good. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll meet you bright and early. Bright and early.
Very, with the donuts, of course.
All right.
Okay. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Let's go to the phones, Dan. I think John is calling from Stillwater. John, you're on CCO with Dan.
Yeah, hi. I've got a 2009 Dodge Charger with about 100,000 miles on it. And I just noticed this spring with these bumpy roads we got now that just seems a little noisier going down the road, and I'm just wondering if it's time to put new shocks and suspension on, if there's a rule of thumb for that.
Well, there's not exactly a rule of thumb. Visually, we'll look at the shocks and see if they have leaked out. And if they have leaked, you know, if they've leaked, their shocks are filled with the fluid. And if they've leaked out, then they certainly need to be replaced. On a schedule, though, you're right. You know, after 100,000 miles of Minnesota roads, they've probably served their time and could and should be replaced. I mean, it would certainly improve your ride. So, you know, that's probably a good idea. If you look at a maintenance schedule, it doesn't say replace shocks at any particular mileage or given time. But at 100,000 miles, I think I probably would start thinking that way, especially if you're feeling a difference. And in the process of that, if you're hearing something, then you're also going to want to have the shop do an inspection of your suspension. Make sure that all the ball joints and tie rods and all of those things are tight like they're supposed to be, that all of the bushings are in place like they're supposed to be and not torn or worn out. And if you want to restore it back to like new condition, that certainly can be done, and it's not a horrendous job to do it. And I think a really good idea. That's one thing that is kind of fun in our business. You know, there's so many things that we do. I fix your car and you have no idea that I did anything because you don't see it or feel it.
But, true.
Suspension and tires and those sorts of things, people really do feel the difference, and they appreciate the difference when they get the car back that it works really nice.
Very good. Thank you, John. Let's go to another John, Minneapolis this time. John, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fantastic.
Oh, great. So am I. Beautiful day.
Good.
I have a question about a 1999 Toyota Camry. My blower motor seems to have lost all three of the lower speeds at exactly the same time. Just the high speed works, and it's inconvenient. So you have air conditioning on high all the time.
Yeah.
So what can I do?
You can remove your glove box. And behind the glove box is where the blower motor speed resistor is. It's part of the heating and air conditioning box that's behind your glove box. And you'll see four or five wires going to it, and it just screws into the – might be on the side of that box, or it might be under the bottom of that box. But at any rate, you'll see it there. It's called the blower motor resistor. And if you replace that resistor, that will bring those other speeds back to life. When you have the blower motor on high, it's running through a separate circuit. It doesn't go through that resistor at all. It's just straight battery voltage. And that's why the high speed still works. But the rest of them have quit working because that resistor has an open circuit in it and needs to be replaced.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. Dan, we need to take a quick break. Sue, you're going to be next up on the phone, then we'll grab some text messages here on CCO's Car Care Show. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are around every Saturday, 7 o'clock hour. Dan Burns is in from Lloyd's Automotive helping you out till just about 7:45, till Jack Farrell time. Dan, we promised Sue in River Falls that she would be next on the air asking questions. Go ahead, Sue. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has a 1996 BMW Z3, and every once in a while he has a problem getting gas in it. Like a couple days ago, it took him about 10 minutes to get 2 gallons of gas in it, and then all of a sudden it'll free up. He stores it in the winter, and he wonders if that's a problem, and he's taken it to the BMW dealership, and they can't find what's wrong with it. And last summer he had no problems.
Mm. Well, they can't find what's wrong with them just because, like you said, after a couple minutes of trying, it freed up and then it took gas. And I was going to say one issue sometimes is the gas pump. So don't ignore that if you're having trouble putting gas in your car. Sometimes the pump at the station isn't working right, and that'll cause a problem. But in your case, it's happened several times. And in order for you to be able to put gas in your car, air needs to come out of your car. And there's a solenoid that opens up to allow that to happen, to allow the air out so that you can put gas in. And if you can't let the air out, then the exchange happens very slowly, and that's why you have to put gas in so slowly. Why the pump won't let it go in any quicker. And then you took it to the dealership and asked them to check it, and of course everything checks out just fine at that point, because at that point that solenoid is working properly. So in our business, we like to be able to prove what's wrong with the car and say, here, I can see this, it's broken and it's not working. But with an intermittent problem, which is what you're having there, so once in a while we have to make our best guess, which we hate to do. I want to be right, but at your risk, I'm willing to take a guess and replace the solenoid, the vent solenoid that will let air out, and because I would guess that that's sticking at times. So, like I say, go back, tell them the whole story. Say, you know, you've looked at it once and it's not working, or you're not finding anything wrong, but it's still doing it. So what should we replace that might take care of it? And they'll know exactly what that is. And they're just afraid to take a guess, and you have to ask them to do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's solvable.
Yep, it is solvable.
All right. Thank you, Sue. There's text message. Bear with me, Dan, because it kind of jumps all over the place. We'll have to piece it together. It says, hi, I have a 2004 Acura TSX, 149,000 miles on it. The car has been maintained all along, does not have any problems running-wise, starts in the coldest of weather, runs well, but I've noticed lately that on the center panel where the light on the radio and the clock is, the lights aren't coming on there and don't come on until I get close to my destination. I don't have any check engine lights or battery lights on my dashboard. What could possibly be wrong? I guess that's what they're saying.
We replace an awful lot of those instrument panels on all cars. They're LED type deals, and they fail quite commonly. They can sometimes be replaced with a new one. Sometimes we'll take the old one out and send it in and have it repaired and put it back in. And sometimes we can take the old one out and send it in and exchange it for a repaired one. But at any rate, and every once in a while, it'll turn out to be a connection. But more likely, they've gotten so good. Vehicles have gotten so good with connections now because they know that it's a problem area. And so more than likely that screen will need to be replaced. And anybody can do that for you.
Sounds like I was looking at the screen. There sounds like there's even more. And actually, texture says the radio, air conditioning, heat aren't working when those lights are not on, and heat seems to be not working all the time.
Well, it's all controlled.
That's sure.
The beauty and the problem with those LED panels or those screens that we have in our cars nowadays is it's convenient to have everything in one place there. But it's also a problem in that when they go bad, they affect every part of the car. So
sure, makes sense.
Yeah, I still think that's what's wrong with it.
All right, we were talking about water in gas tanks, and a texter just sent in a text says, "How does one get the moisture out of the gas tank?"
Well, we take it out. We take the old gas out and dispose of it, and replace it with fresh gas. If it's not too much. The alcohol in the gas will cause the water to separate. And if the car is running okay, good enough to be driving it, you can just run it through the car and it'll burn it out. But if it's a significant amount, that's not good for the car. And so the best thing to do is drain the gas out, which we know how to do. And then fill it up with clean, fresh fuel.
If somebody does not know that they have water in their gas tank and they keep driving it and it's kind of chugging along and they don't bring it in, what can happen to the engine?
Well,
if anything.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, it's not good for it. It's not good for the engine to get.
It's not what you call before a hydrolock?
No. Well, no. It would take a, I mean,
take a lot of water.
Yeah, it would take a lot of water. No, and that's where it ends up in the combustion chamber. You know, this in this case, it needs to come through the fuel injector itself. So that's not good for the fuel injector. It's not good for the fuel pump. It's not good for the fuel system. But on the other hand, I've never seen like a rusty fuel injector because the gas had water in it. So I don't know what kind of trouble it could cause. I don't recommend that. My recommendation is if you bring your car into my shop because it's running poorly and we find contaminated fuel, my recommendation is let's take that fuel out, not run it through the engine, and solve the problem that way.
Have you, I know we got to run here in a minute, seen at Lloyd's, we still hear stories about potholes. Have you seen this winter, this season, the last couple of seasons, major damage done on vehicles brought in?
You know, we've seen a lot of major damage and we've seen a lot of residual damage. For example, we've sold way more wheel bearings
really
this spring than normally during the year. And that's just, I think, because of abuse, you know, and not abuse, like not like you're abusing your car.
You have no choice
to drive on the roads that we're provided with, and they're not good. So that's hard on a car for sure. It's hard on the suspension system and the wheel bearings and all of that. So nothing you can do. It's what we have. But beware of it. If you start hearing strange noises, rattling or growling noises from your wheels, be concerned because we've seen a lot of that.
Take them in. Yep. How do we find you guys at Lloyd's?
Come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at Lloyd's Automotive, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
See you Tuesday, Dan.
Sounds
early.
Good.
All right. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.